Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at comments@afr.net. If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube and type in Today's Issues. You're listening to the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed. Steve Jordahl. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Tim. And Ed.
And Walker Wildman.
And Walker.
Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
Let's update on my twin grandsons.
Yeah, Samuel and Andrew, your twin grandsons, are doing great. They're gaining a lot of weight.
Are they walking yet?
No, they're about a week out from walking. So usually at the 3-week mark, they start walking.
You know, my grandkids are always ahead of everybody else. Everybody else is
great. No, they're doing great. You know, they're usually at your 2-week checkup. Sometimes you try to get back at birth weight, you know, because they lose weight after they're born. But my boys are past their birth weight.
Right. You call them, quote, eating machines.
Yes, quote. That's what I call them, eating machines. That's
Which
all they do.
Which means they're diaper-using machines.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, I just had to stop and get diapers on the way back to work.
When are you going to run out of your freebies? Everybody got you for your
well,
for your showers.
You know how this all works only
Look,
too well, don't
we're going to run out in a couple months. If we make it a couple months, I'll be surprised if we're having to start buying our own diapers. Right. Run out of the
Is that going to be is that a budgeted thing or?
Oh yeah, it's going to be.
It has to be in the budget.
Oh, absolutely. We're talking about dozens of diapers.
You do the Dave Ramsey thing.
Yes.
I mean, you're a disciple. You really.
That's right.
That's good. Yeah. Good for you.
So what you're doing right now is you are taking your diaper payment money right now and you're setting it aside.
Yes.
For the day when you actually have to start paying for the diapers.
That's right.
Good for you.
Yeah,
it is true though with grandkids. What you just said.
What's that?
A lot of times, my grandkids will do something, and I'll look at my wife Diane. I'll say, "Is that normal for kids to be that far along?"
Right.
Kind of thing. I mean, you just always just assume that your grandkids
yours are step ahead of them.
Wow, I don't think I've ever seen
grandkids.
A kid that old do that.
You're here.
Yeah, Walker's here for a reason.
I won't stay long.
That's okay. No, go ahead. Why are you here?
Yeah, this weekend on my show, a couple things. I'm going to tease my show this weekend. I'm going to, for the first time, I'm going to take listener questions. So I pre-record my show because I don't come into work on Saturdays, but I want to take questions from listeners. So if you want to email me your questions, just email exposingwashington@afa.net. The email address is exposingwashington@afa.net. Email me your questions. I'll take as many as I can on my show this weekend. When I pre-record,
but you want the questions now.
That's right.
And then you'll answer them for your show.
Yes, I'm going to pre-record my show on Friday. So if you email me today or tomorrow, then I'll try to get as many questions in on the show.
That's a cool idea.
When I record,
and these are questions about Washington, right? Not
that's
just
right.
Questions
what's
about
what's going on in Washington
D.C.
Yeah, no, I have enough of that at home. But what I'm going to talk about this weekend, two things. I'm going to talk about this so-called Equality Act that the Democrats are. They've either already passed it out of the House of Representatives or they're about to pass it out of the House of Representatives. It will be a huge blow to the First Amendment and religious freedom. Also, I'm going to talk for once about how I agree with Mitch McConnell in the fact that he told President Trump, we're not repealing and replacing Obamacare until after the 2020 election. I'm going to talk about how I agree with Mitch McConnell on that because we know good and well that the Republicans are not going to repeal and replace Obamacare when Democrats control the House of Representatives. It'll be a huge waste of time. There'll be hearings and congressional votes, and it'll be blow up the news cycle only for a vote to fail. So I think Mitch McConnell's right to focus on confirming President Trump's judges.
That's going to be a show that is chock full.
30
of
minutes
stuff.
Full.
Wow.
So send your emails today for Walker to answer for his weekend show called Washington. Excuse me, Exposing Washington, right, Walker?
That's right. Exposing.
Now, Cindy, what email address?
ExposingWashington@afa.net.
Okay. All right. Steve, what do you got?
We know, just piggybacking on what Walker said, we have a couple sound bites. I'd like to play you a little bit about from this Equality Act. They had their first hearing in the Judiciary Committee, and Chairman Nadler was talking about it.
Tim, Jerry Nadler from New York.
Gerald Nadler from New York, and he was talking about... the effect of this and why it's necessary. Let's just listen to him, and I'd like to get your thoughts on this. This is cut 7.
Freedom of religion is a fundamental American value, and we do not have to choose between non-discrimination and religious liberty. We have in our existing civil rights laws a roadmap on how to advance both. Religion is no excuse for discrimination, as we have long recognized when it comes to race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. And it should not be when it comes to sexual orientation or gender identity. The scaremongering about potential bathroom predators has not turned out to be true. Protecting the ability for a transgender person to use a facility consistent with their gender identity has not weakened public safety or criminal laws or undermined their enforcement. Arguments about transgender athletes participating in sports in accordance with their gender identity having competitive advantages have not been borne out. Sports have positive impacts on physical, social, and emotional well-being, and we should not be denying transgender athletes those opportunities simply because sometimes they may win.
I think, Tim, I know you would probably have something to disagree with him about the restroom policy not bearing out and the athletes not bearing out. I know you've been vocal on
well,
both those
there's things. Nadler just talked about, he's a Democrat from New York. And this Equality Act, that's what they call it. They come up with the greatest names for the most wicked legislation. This Equality Act, which Walker's going to talk about this weekend, he just said it. He said that sexual orientation and sexual identity trumps religious freedom. Now, at first he tried to say, no, we can navigate this and this is not going to be a problem for people of religious faith. What he's saying is that this legislation means that, for example, Jack Phillips, the Colorado baker, could not refuse a homosexual wedding cake if he didn't want to make it because of his religious convictions. And a multitude, that's just one little example. I think they're coming for the church.
No doubt.
They're coming for the actual First Baptist Church and the Catholic Church and all churches. By they, I mean the federal government. If the Democrats get in charge of the White House, especially, with power of the executive branch, and they pass this kind of legislation, you betcha, if the Baptist Church doesn't rent out their facility to a homosexual couple, then that Baptist Church will be in contempt of the law of the Equality Act. That's what they're coming for. There's not going to be any religious quote exemptions. Now, they may claim there are at first, but that's not where they're headed with all this.
Nadler's actual words were, religion is no excuse to discriminate.
Right.
I would say at first what they'll do is, of course, Christian schools, we've seen this already in states that have these laws, okay, where they will, this happened, very famous case of a Methodist church in New Jersey. If you rent out facilities to the public, if you allow people who do not come to your church to rent out the sanctuary or rent out the fellowship hall, you cannot discriminate against transgenders or homosexuals. So you will have to limit the use of your facilities to members of the church, at least at first. I don't know what they may do down the road. But if you are a Christian school and you have positions that are not specifically tailored towards preaching the Bible, so you have a football coach, or you have a PE instructor, or you have someone who teaches computers, you must hire homosexuals if they're qualified. You cannot say that you're a Christian school and you don't have to do that. They will say only your Bible teacher. Okay, now this is what this law will require. If you are a
The Equality Act. Which has been passed by the Democrats in the House.
Has it been passed?
They're starting hearings today.
Yes.
Okay, well, it will be.
Yes. If your church has a daycare center that is open to the public, you must hire homosexuals and or transgender
if this passes. Now, it has to pass in the House, Senate, and
be signed by the president.
The chances of that happening are zero right now.
Yes, I would agree with that, but here's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid of the squishy, moderate Republicans wanting to be, quote, bipartisan, and they maybe cut the Equality Act up into a couple pieces and then slap it onto other legislation. That's what I'm afraid of. So we have to keep an eye on the Senate to make sure that they don't try to squeeze bits and pieces of the Equality Act into other legislation.
What squeamish Republicans typically do on this kind of stuff is they're going to say to the Democrats, hey, we can't go along with this as it stands, but if you'll allow for religious exemptions, then we'll vote for it.
Right.
And they usually trick the Republicans.
But to your point, if Democrats get control of the Senate in 2020, if they get control of the Senate and the White House and they run both chambers of Congress and the White House,
and they're able to
they
pass
will
this.
Full-fledged pass this Equality Act. They will get rid of the filibuster in the Senate. Cory Booker's already said it. We're getting rid of it.
Did he really?
Yes, he said we're getting rid of it. Beto O'Rourke, even though he's a congressman, he's a House member, he still said, if I'm president, I'm going to push for getting rid of the filibuster. 51 votes, simple majority. So they're going to do that to get this through, amongst other things. But no doubt, we're only an election away from something like this becoming law.
And here's the thing. People don't realize how quickly, close we came to already having this legislation. It was previously called the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, ENDA. But when President Obama was elected, the Democrats had control of both houses of Congress for the first 2 years of his presidency. If they had not spent all their time and political capital passing Obamacare, they probably would have passed ENDA. But I think what they expected was, after we get Obamacare done,
we'll win another election.
We'll continue to dominate, and we'll then pass it then. And then we had the 2010 election, and they lost the House.
So we'll watch and see what happens here. Next story, Steve.
The chorus of defenders of creepy Uncle Joe keeps growing. Joe Biden,
really, defenders. He met two more accusers yesterday.
He did.
One
have
of them
a couple.
Said he. One of the ladies said he put his hand on her thigh. Did you see that?
I think I saw that. I listened to this one. This is Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores. She's describing what he did to her at a rally that he had for her in Nevada.
I feel Joe Biden put his hands on my shoulders, get up very close to me from behind, lean in, smell my hair, and then plant a slow kiss on the top of my head.
But on The View...
That's not creepy.
Not at all. On The View yesterday, this is what The View and then others following this, this is a montage of different people saying that he should just be the way he is. Clip 9.
That's what he's like, and I feel it would be really unfortunate if we got rid of everybody who was just an affectionate kind of person.
To say that, you know, Biden should change the way he is or that he needs to be less affectionate, I think is a problem. That's part of who he is.
I think the next time I see Joe Biden, if he doesn't hug me and give me a kiss and hold my hand, that's not the Joe Biden I knew. He's a nice guy.
Who are these people?
He's not a predator.
These are left-wing media women, right?
Let me just say it.
These are the Me Too, except... Unless it's a Democrat.
They're repeating Joe Biden campaign talking points is what they're doing. They want to keep Biden alive.
They know that Joe Biden represents their best chance to beat President Trump. And if he's going to, they're going to have
to. These left-wingers are tripping over themselves. And it's hilarious trying to watch them defend Joe Biden, which I think it's hypocritical to go after Joe Biden because he's been doing this for decades. They've had no problem with Joe Biden. Joe Biden's been a saint. But the left-wing media went after Brett Kavanaugh. They went after Roy Moore with no evidence.
Right.
No evidence. Here we have videos. Joe Biden's kissing women on the lips and on the House floor.
Right.
Kissing women on the lips that are not his family or his
also,
wife.
Also, he puts his hands on women and, like, breathing on their neck and stuff. I mean, it's just weird. To me, it's weird public behavior that I don't see how he gets away with saying that's just who Joe is. That's what
these, if What if Trump did that?
If these were, if Trump did that,
Trump has done it, hasn't he?
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about
not like Biden has.
No, not rubbing,
publicly
sniffing hair.
Well, and, what I'm getting at is that we just need to be careful because President Trump in the past, okay, said things that were abhorrent to Christians. I mean, we can all agree.
Well,
can we just stipulate that?
Pretty much, yeah, okay.
So. The reason this is interesting to me is because the Democrats set the bar way up here, and they said we should always believe the woman, hashtag Me Too, and you're done. If a woman accuses you of something, you have no right to be in public service, and they are violating that standard.
Well, are they? Because the women we just heard, which was some prominent left-wing media ladies, women, they're saying that's just who he is. We don't, Mia, what's her name?
Brzezinski.
She says if he doesn't come up and hug me and kiss me, then I don't know who he is.
Oh, was that her?
Yeah, listen to her. Play that again right there.
That's what he's like.
That's
and
Joy
I feel
Behar.
It would be really unfortunate if we got rid of everybody who was just an affectionate kind of person.
To say that, you know, Biden should change the way he is or that he needs to be less affectionate, I think is a problem. That's part of who he is.
I think the next time I see Joe Biden, if he doesn't hug me and give me a kiss and hold my hand, that's not the Joe Biden I knew. He's a nice guy. He's not a predator. And this is ridiculous.
So
let me just say it. This is ridiculous.
So they are separating out. And I want to be fair here, okay? Because that's we're all about fair, right?
Yeah.
What they are separating out what they believe to be actual sexual harassment and assault from creepy behavior. That's the standard that they are saying.
Okay, are we good with that then?
So that's the standard.
Yeah. I'm just saying if these women are saying they're good with that, don't give me the Brett Kavanaugh.
But
don't give me any more. Don't criticize Trump or anybody else for things you say because they're not predators either.
Right. Well, I'm not sure
your standard is a predator, but not the. First of all, I don't believe these women. I think they're lying through their teeth.
Right.
In defense of their friend because he's their best chance to beat Trump. If Joe Biden came up and put his hands on their necks and breathed down and gave them a kiss in their hair behind their head.
Right.
I think they'd have a problem with that.
And if Trump did it.
That wouldn't be Joe being Joe.
And what you're saying is if Trump did it.
Trump's morally pure. My point is if Trump was in the Oval Office, we're talking about a vice president here.
Right.
Right.
If President Trump was in the Oval Office rubbing on someone's wife's shoulders and kissing her neck, her on the lips.
Then these
they would
same
go
women
ballistic.
Right here would call for his resignation.
They would go ballistic.
Right. The closest analogy, I think, to this is the Judge Roy Moore. Because remember, Roy Moore was accused of being a little creepy, asking young girls out. There was one accusation of him.
Teenagers
when he was an older guy. But everybody agreed that once the woman said no, Biden or Moore quit and went on. And so it's kind of a similar thing. It's not a blatant. We're not talking accusations of physical sexual assault. We're talking about creepiness, and that's what. But these same ladies were pounding on Judge Roy Moore, calling him creepy, and these same people are defending.
Wouldn't you be Biden? A little concerned if you're defending Joe Biden today that there's going to be two more today and two more tomorrow?
Well, there's got to be because we have like 20
pictures.
On camera and
only
like five or six have come out. But the thing is, this is public behavior. This is not really a secret. It's just all of a sudden the left's mad about it.
I think this harms him with the Democratic base. Even though these women are defending him because, to your point, Tim, they believe he has a really good shot to beat Trump, I think with the group, the AOC group, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I think they hold this line as being absolute, that no means no and unwanted physical contact, you have to ask permission. If you don't, it is assault, that kind of thing. I think this is going to harm him.
But I don't think – I kind of side with Joe Biden here because, yes, it's creepy, and I would not do that, but he's been doing this for 30 years, And nobody has had any issue with it. There's maybe been whispers about it.
Well, it's a different, but he wants to run for president now, and it's the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
So it is different. It's a different time.
It'll be treated differently.
It's different.
Well, listen, the National Organization for Women, for goodness sakes, didn't even criticize. Well, I say criticize. They didn't even go after President Bill Clinton when he had the affair with Monica Lewinsky, the most powerful man in the world, with an intern. I mean, that's why the National Organization for Women exists. Feminist group, to go after and prevent these kinds of things in our culture, in our society. They folded.
And rape accusations.
Yes.
Bill Clinton.
Right. Yeah, the Democrats didn't have a problem with that.
Right.
Democrat women didn't, really, enough not to vote for him. So we'll see what happens. I think this is going to damage him where he can't win the nomination. And I do think it's sabotage from within the left. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Bernie Sanders people or somebody sees him as a rival and wants to take him out. Unless it was Trump, and Mueller will soon investigate this.
should call for a special investigation.
It may have been President Trump and Vladimir Putin together
colluding
to get rid of Biden. I think we need a special counsel. I really do.
I think that can be arranged as soon as William Barr recuses himself.
Yeah.
Just a little update on something. You guys were talking with Abraham Hamilton III about the Mueller report and the Democrats getting their hands on it. Today, the House Judiciary Committee voted to authorize a subpoena for the full, unredacted report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller on the Russian interference. Now, what they are asking him to do is to break the law. They're subpoenaing him to break the law. Mueller, by law, cannot give, or nor can Barr give, the unredacted report to anybody because there's confidential and protected information in there by the very law, not just someone's opinion. It's law. So this is going to be a battle that's coming up. But that's what's going on. And then to put a point on today. Never mix guns and alcohol. We have two men in Arkansas who put on bulletproof vests while under the influence and decided to test the bulletproof vests.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Yes.
They worked. The vests worked. That's the good thing. But one man shot the other guy in the chest, and he got mad, and so he unloaded a clip.
Oh,
and they started fighting, and they were both... bruised, very bruised.
Yes,
but alive, wow. And they are now facing charges.
You know, we need gun/alcohol control laws. Oh, yeah. That's right, we already have them in place.
We do,
but,
don't we?
But dummies like this don't follow the laws. So there you go.
Who was it that said you can't fix stupid?
That's right.
No, that's right.
Charles Eugene Ferris and Christopher Hicks were arrested Sunday.
What country
Sunday.
Was this?
Country. Arkansas.
Oh, well.
There are laws on the books. You're not supposed to operate a firearm or even touch a firearm if you are drinking at all.
Is that right?
Yes.
I didn't know
that's state law. I know it's here in Mississippi.
So they shot each other while they were drunk. Well,
yeah.
Because your judgment is immediately impaired.
Of course.
I would never get that drunk.
That's good to know.
Hey, put on your vest, Tim. Let me test this gun.
Hey, watch this.
You're speaking.
Hey, Bill, come in here and watch this.
Hold my beer.
Stand over there, Steve.
Not that you're in favor of getting a little drunk. We want to make that clear for those who want to email Tim.
Yeah, the address is Tim at America.
He's going to be answering emails all afternoon.
All right. Have a great afternoon, folks. We will see you tomorrow for another edition of Today's Issues.